If you've stepped into any marketing or tech meeting recently, you've probably felt it, right? That familiar, quiet chill when the organic traffic slide pops up?
Oh yeah, definitely.
And then almost inevitably, someone asks the question that's just been hanging in the air all through 2025. With our users turning more and more to AI for direct answers, do we still need to invest this much in traditional SEO?
It's a huge question, and that whole SEO's dead narrative, I mean, it's never felt quite so real, has it? The traffic reports for a lot of people seem to be backing that feeling up. It's like a seismic shock.
Exactly. The old way, it really does feel like it's crumbling for so many of us. But you know, what's really interesting is that at the exact same time, while one door seems to be closing, you've got this other group, these pioneers, who are basically discovering whole new continents on the other side. How can both things be true? It feels weird.
Well, that's exactly the crossroads we need to unpack in this deep dive. Our mission here is to lay out these, contradictory but really compelling arguments. We want to help you understand not just the immediate problem, but also the new opportunities that are actually emerging from this massive transformation.
Okay, so we'll be deconstructing this huge shift, looking at a pretty revolutionary new strategic framework, and basically offering you a clear, actionable path forward based on the sources we've dug into. So let's get stuck in. Is SEO really dead in the age of AI?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? It's right at the heart of this. And on one side, you've got what we're calling the disruption camp. They're arguing pretty forcefully that, SEO is becoming obsolete.
And their angle is the user experience has just fundamentally changed, right? AI gives you the direct answer, the precise thing you asked for, which makes that whole old journey of clicking through blue links feel, kind of inefficient now.
Totally. For a lot of simple questions, the best user experience is actually no search results page at all, just the answer.
So what does that practically mean for, website traffic, those old metrics we obsessed over?
It means we have to completely rethink things. Features like Google's AI overviews, they just dominate the search results page, the SRP now. This creates a new normal, this zero-click search, where the AI is basically eating up a big slice of the traffic pie that used to go straight to websites.
Okay, zero-click searches. And if AI can summarize, say, any generic what is article way better than a human ever could, what does that do to the SEO value of that kind of content? Is it just like dropping to zero?
That's the argument, yeah. The core idea is that low-value commodity content, the stuff that used to drive easy traffic, it actually works against you now. It's just perfect fodder for AI summarization.
Right.
And that means the traditional SEO technician, you know, the person focused heavily on keywords and link-building tactics, their whole playing field is kind of vanishing. That role is facing obsolescence.
Okay, so that's the doom and gloom from the disruption camp. Then you've got the other side, the evolution camp, who say SEO is actually more critical than ever. How do they see it so differently?
Well, they argue that AI just can't answer everything. Think about complex questions, high-stakes decisions, like big purchases, or when you're trying to really explore a topic deeply. Users still need to go to trusted websites for that kind of stuff. AI gives answers, but not always the context or, crucially, the trust you need.
Trust. And that really flips the script on what traffic even means, doesn't it? Getting cited inside an AI answer, that's not just a click anymore. It's like a huge brand endorsement, right? An authoritative nod.
Exactly. The evolution camp sees that as potentially way more impactful than just a simple website visit. It shifts the whole game from pure visits to this broader idea of influence.
Influence, okay. I like that.
And then there's the content value piece. AI really struggles, I mean really struggles, to make up authentic personal experiences or deep technical insights or that genuine insider industry knowledge. You can't fake that easily.
Right.
So this actually makes truly high-value, unique content more valuable, not less. It deepens the competitive moat around it.
Which naturally leads to the role of the person doing the work. For the evolution camp, who wins in this new world? Is it still about technical tricks?
It's less about tricks and more about strategy. It's the rise of the digital brand strategist, someone who can genuinely build trust, who understands how humans and AI can work together, and who can strategically shape a brand's authority in this messy new environment. Well, they're actually entering a kind of golden age.
Okay, so it's clear both sides have really valid points. Neither is telling the whole story, are they?
Mm-hmm.
That zero-click thing, it's undeniable. You look at a Google search result from 2025, you see that AI answer right at the top, pushing the old blue links way, way down. That's Exhibit A, really.
It absolutely is. So saying SEO is dead isn't really a funeral for search itself. It's more like a eulogy for the old era, you know, the one built on finding loopholes and kind of gaming the system. But trying to just ignore this massive shift, that feels like wishful thinking.
So we're in this like massive, great reevaluation. AI is the disruptor, but also kind of strangely, the catalyst for figuring out what comes next. It's the problem and maybe part of the solution.
Exactly. And to really get our heads around this, we need to break down the crisis. It seems to be unfolding in three core ways, almost like three big folds that have completely reshaped the search world.
Okay, three folds. What's the first one?
The first is what we're calling the knowledge fold. When AI became the all-knowing traffic cop, think about it. Search engines used to be like librarians. They pointed you to the right shelf, the right link to find your answer. They gave directions.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But now, AI search, like Google's SGE, it acts more like an all-knowing traffic cop standing in the middle of the intersection. It just gives you the final answer directly, sometimes before you even finish asking, and basically signals, stop here, no need to go any further.
Right. And the immediate result of that is more zero-click searches becoming the norm.
Precisely. And we've got data on this. There was a Q1 2025 report from Engineerius. They looked at millions of searches. It showed organic click-through rates, CTR, dropped by a hefty 37% on pages that had an AI overview.
37%, wow.
And for purely informational searches, you know, the simple what is questions, that drop was over 55%.
Oof. Okay, so what's the big takeaway there?
The core insight is, If your content mainly answers those generic what is X type questions, its value in the traditional search game is just collapsing. And Gartner backs this up too. They predict that by 2026, traditional search query volume will fall by 25%, specifically because of AI chatbots and these generative answers. That's a huge hit for sites built on that kind of commodity info.
That is. Yes, sobering is the word. I can picture a lot of marketing teams feeling that quiet chill right now.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the knowledge fold. What's fold number two?
The second shockwave is the pathfold, from keyword Tetris to natural conversation. Remember how traditional SEO felt like playing keyword Tetris?
Yeah. Trying to jam the right words in.
Exactly. Users and us practitioners, we had to learn to speak the machine's language, trying to fit our thoughts perfectly into that little search box.
With AI flipped that completely. Now the machine is learning to speak our language. You can ask it stuff colloquially, vaguely, even emotionally, and it mostly gets it.
Right. And this revolution has just made countless old tactics based on exact match keywords pretty much obsolete overnight. The user journey isn't a predictable funnel anymore. It's more like this elusive cloud of conversation.
A cloud of conversation. I like that description. So the whole way we connect with users has fundamentally shifted.
And then there's the third fold, which is maybe the trickiest, the production implosion, GEO. We call this one Pandora's box. If the first two folds were external attacks from AI search, this one is more like an internal implosion triggered by us using generative engine optimization, or GEO.
Okay, GEO. So using AI to create content. On the bright side, the productivity gains are nuts, right?
Oh, astonishing. A late 2024 Harvard Business Review analysis showed knowledge workers using generative AI for things like drafting, summarizing, they can save, on average, 30-45% of their time.
Wow.
For marketing teams, that means huge cost savings and just pumping out way more content. That's incredibly tempting for any business feeling the pressure.
But there's always a but, isn't there? What's the dark side?
Well, the dark side is massive content inflation, and alongside it, trust deflation. There was a late 2024 report. NewsGuard and Opaque found these unreliable AI-generated news sites, UANs, they've skyrocketed by over 1,500% in the last 18 months.
1,500%?
Yeah, tens of thousands of these sites now just polluting the information ecosystem.
And here's the really nasty twist, right? This mass-produced, often pretty generic content, it's the perfect stuff for AI search engines to summarize.
Exactly. So the irony is we're using one type of AI, GEO, to churn out the very content that's most easily wiped out by another type of AI, the search AI like SGE. It's this crazy self-defeating loop.
So how people search has changed, where they get answers has changed, and the actual information environment is getting swamped.
Okay.
Given all that, these three big folds, where on earth do we go from here?
Well, this is where things get interesting again. Because out of this rubble, a new strategic framework seems to be emerging. We're calling it the three-body strategic framework for the new SEO.
Three-body framework. Okay.
It's made of three interconnected systems that rely on each other. TEO, which stands for Trust Engine Optimization. GEO, which we just discussed, Generative Engine Optimization. And AEO, answer engine optimization. And the key thing is, this isn't about learning new tricks. It's about adopting a whole new future-proof philosophy.
Okay, TEO, GEO, AEO. Let's break them down. Start with TEO, trust engine optimization.
Right. TEO is the strategic beacon. Think of it this way. If GEO has created this dense, disorienting fog of content, TEO is like the lighthouse beam powerful enough to cut right through it.
Because trust is the key.
Exactly. In this age of content inflation and rampant disinformation, trust has basically replaced raw traffic as the scarcest and therefore the most valuable currency online. AI, instinctively, is going to default to the most authoritative, the most credible sources it can find.
And that lines up perfectly with what people want, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like that 2025 Edelman Trust Barometer. Trust in media might be low overall, but something like 78% of consumers and a massive 85% of Gen Z, they prioritize verifiable expertise and authenticity when they're making buying decisions.
Spot on. AI created a trust vacuum, and TEO is all about how you strategically fill it.
So how do you build that trust? You mentioned creating stuff AI can't easily fake.
Precisely. It means focusing on four kinds of content assets with high experience entropy stuff that's hard to replicate because it comes from real experience.
Okay, like what?
First, depth assets. Think hyper-specific coding tutorials, really deep dives into complex case studies, rigorous original experimental data, stuff that takes real work and expertise.
Got it. Deep stuff.
Second, experience assets. Sharing true 0-to-1 product journeys, honest postmortems on projects that failed, personal career lessons learned the hard way. Real stories.
Okay, authenticity again.
Third, personality assets. Building a distinct, unique brand voice or authorial personality, maybe even slightly flawed, but recognizably human.
Makes sense. People connect with people.
And fourth, insider assets, offering unique industry predictions, pointing out the elephant in the room that others ignore, sharing insights that maybe only someone truly embedded in that field would know or dare to say.
So TEO is about deep expertise, real experience, genuine personality, and unique insider takes. That's the North Star guiding everything else.
You got it. TEO is the North Star.
Okay, next up, GEO, the production engine. TEO points the way, GEO gives you the horsepower to get there. But you made a distinction earlier between being just an AI operator and becoming an AI commander. What's the crucial difference?
It's all about keeping human intellect firmly in the driver's seat. Being an operator is just hitting generate and maybe doing a light edit that adds to the content wasteland. Being a commander means running an expert-led GEO workflow.
Okay, how does that work? What are the steps?
It's basically a three-step process. Step one, which is TEO-driven, the human expert defines the framework. They provide the core argument, the unique insights, the personal anecdotes, the data, basically, the soul of the piece.
Right, the human input comes first.
Step two, which is GEO-powered, AI assists in execution. You use the AI for the heavy lifting, maybe initial research, polishing the language, drafting sections based on the expert's outline.
So AI is the assistant.
Step three, which is TEO governed, the expert injects the soul back in. This means rigorous fact checking, cutting out any AI jargon or generic fluff, and making sure that unique personality and experience shines through.
And that human oversight is critical, isn't it? Because AI still makes mistakes. I remember you mentioned a study.
Yeah, that late 2024 Stanford HAI study, it found even the most advanced large language models still have like a 5% to 8% factual hallucination rate on complex non-generic topics.
5 to 8%, that's not trivial.
Not at all. It means relying solely on AI-generated content without expert review is basically planting a reputational time bomb. AI is an incredible amplifier and accelerator, but it's not the creator. That distinction is vital.
Amplifier, not creator.
Got it.
Okay, TEO is the strategy. GEO is the expert-led engine. What's the third part? AEO.
AEO is answer engine optimization. Think of it as the technical chassis. Its job is to make sure all that high-quality content guided by TEO and produced efficiently with GEO actually gets delivered and understood accurately by both AI search engines and human users.
So it's the technical foundation ensuring the value isn't lost in translation. What does that practically demand?
It demands a few key things. First, extreme structure. That means really extensive and accurate use of schema.org markup and other structured data. It's like giving the AI a detailed instruction manual for your content.
Okay, structured data becomes even more important.
Absolutely. Second, clean code. Making sure your core content is in simple, clean HTML so AI crawlers don't get confused or tripped up by fancy scripts or weird layouts.
Keep it simple for the machines.
And third, lightning speed. Site performance isn't just a nice to have anymore. It's the basic entry fee for getting AI crawlers to visit frequently and index your content properly. Slow sites get left behind.
Right. So if TEO and GEO determine how high your ceiling can be, AEO makes sure your floor is solid. It guarantees all that hard strategic and creative work doesn't get ignored because of a technical glitch. That makes total sense.
Exactly. And once you understand this three-body framework, TEO, GEO, AEO, you can start mapping out a much clearer, actionable path forward. The content strategy of the future isn't just about producing articles, it's about building a virtuous cycle, kind of growth flywheel with TEO right at the center.
Okay, a flywheel. So walk me through that cycle. TEO provides the strategic direction.
Right. Then GEO enables the efficient execution of that strategy.
Powered by experts, using AI as a tool.
Correct. And then AEO ensures stable delivery, making sure it's technically sound and accessible.
Okay. TEO, GEO, AEO. But how does it become a flywheel? Where's the feedback loop?
The crucial part. You then analyze the results market data, user feedback, how the content performs, maybe even those new share of AI voice metrics. You feed those insights back to your human experts.
To refine the TEO strategy.
Exactly. That feedback loop makes the flywheel spin faster over time. Your strategy gets smarter, your execution gets more efficient, your technical delivery gets tighter, and you build a much more defensible competitive moat because you're constantly learning and adapting.
Okay, that's a powerful model. So for businesses listening right now, maybe feeling a bit lost in all this change, what's the action plan? Can we boil it down to a few key recommendations?
Absolutely. Let's try three clear takeaways. First, you need to ask yourself a really honest, almost soul-searching question about your content production right now.
Which is?
Are you using GEO generative AI primarily as a substitute for human thought? Or are you using it as an accelerator for your experts? The answer to that one question basically determines your future viability.
Oof. That's direct. Okay, substitute or accelerator. What's recommendation number two?
Invest in what we're calling dual threat talent. The most valuable people on your team going forward will be those who have both deep domain expertise, that's the TEO part, and know how to skillfully use AI tools, the GEO part.
So subject matter experts who are also AI savvy.
Exactly. Find those people, hire them, train them, or if you're listening, become one of those people. That combination is gold dust now.
Right. Dual threat talent. Makes sense. And the third recommendation.
Evolve your KPIs, your key performance indicators. You absolutely have to move away from obsessing over just generic raw traffic numbers. Start focusing on metrics that actually reflect true value and influence in this new landscape.
And we're already seeing the tools catch up here, aren't we? You mentioned platforms like SimilarWeb and Ahrefs testing things like share of AI voice.
That's right. The measurement is evolving, and we're seeing early data from companies adopting these new metrics. It shows a really interesting correlation.
Oh, yeah. What's that?
Well, for roughly every 10% increase, a brand sees in how often it's cited within relevant AI overviews. They see a corresponding increase of about 2% to 4% in direct navigational brand searches in the following quarter.
Okay. So getting cited by the AI directly leads to more people searching specifically for your brand later.
Exactly. It clearly shows that influence, measured by things like AI citations, is a strong lead indicator of future high-intent traffic. Influence predicts traffic.
Influence predicts traffic. That's a great takeaway.
Okay.
So let's bring it back home. As we wrap up here, let's revisit that original big question. Is SEO dead in the age of AI?
I think the answer is pretty clear now. What's dead is the old era of SEO, the era that was often about opportunism, about exploiting information gaps, about putting tactical rules above genuine value. That game is over.
But in its place.
In its place, a new order is being born, one that's fundamentally built on trust, on expertise, on authenticity.
So this isn't just about technology changing. It sounds like it's an ultimate test of, well, creativity, judgment, and maybe even integrity for everyone creating content online.
I think it is. It's absolutely culling the herd. You know, it's pushing out the pure traffic manipulators and the lazy AI operators. But at the same time, it's crowning the true digital brand architects.
The winners won't be the ones who just ignore AI, nor the ones who just abuse it blindly.
No. The winners will be this sort of new species of professional, the ones who can perfectly fuse uniquely human wisdom and emotion, that's TEO, with the incredible productivity that AI offers, that's GEO, and wrap it all in the rigorous technical standards needed today, AEO.
They'll be the ones who ride AI rather than getting swallowed by it.
Yeah.
Building brands that actually have enduring value.
That's the goal.
So maybe SEO isn't dead after all. Maybe. Maybe it's simply demanding that we all complete a long overdue and actually quite profound species-level evolution. What does that evolution look like for you and for the work you do? That's something to think about.